Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, we all knew it was coming, and Netflix has finally started cracking down on the password sharing. The company has said it's going to start blocking devices after a certain period of time that attempt to access Netflix accounts without properly paying for them. They sent out an email to their subscribers on Tuesday explaining the new rules, that it is one household only. Everyone living in that household can use Netflix wherever they are, at home, on the go, on holiday, and take advantages of the new features like transfer profile and manage access and devices. And I know what you're going to ask, Mark. What are these awesome new features? Well, transfer profile, well, if you are on my account, Mark, I can transfer you to your own new account that costs $8. Okay?
Oh.
And then manage access and devices will allow me to see who's accessing my account and kick them off of it. Two features. Ooh. No one's going to use. No one is going to do this. As expected, the internet, of course, is up in arms. People are posting a cool Twitter, a tweet from Netflix from 2017. Love is sharing a password. And so we're just waiting to see how bad Netflix falls for this.
So I'm trying to, I have a basic grasp of the technology, but my guess is that they know what your IP address is, and if it's being accessed from somewhere other than that IP address, yep, at your house,
correct,
like your hypothetically your son has moved out, and at his address he's trying to use your Netflix login, then it won't work.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. But here is the thing: they are saying that if you go on vacation and you get like a Vrbo house or something, or an Airbnb, that you can use it there. So how are they figuring out that I'm using it there?
Thank you.
And not at my house.
I would imagine that it's not simultaneous. And if you haven't signed in at your house in a while, they go, ooh, maybe they're out of town. I bet they send you a text or an email and say, is this you?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's my guess.
I'm kind of in the same boat with you, Sue. I was thinking that it's more of a, if it happens for 3 days, you know,
mm-hmm,
or something,
mm-hmm,
small like that they might forget it.
I don't blame them. I mean, ultimately,
it's a system
that you could take advantage of, and people have been taking advantage of it, and now they're trying to prevent you from doing that.
I think they're just saying they're hypocritical for that tweet that they put out, but good on Netflix.
They
we'll
need
see
more
how
money
goes.
So they can pay Barack and Michelle Obama's salary.
Yeah.
Netflix.
And
whatever that is.
The Royals.
And the Royals. Yeah, Megan and, yeah.
I've got one from the Georgia Department of Driver Services. They have issued a Facebook post about their new digital IDs. It's a digital driver's license and ID. And what it is it's basically something that you can use on your Apple devices, and you put it in your Apple wallet. That way you don't have to have your physical ID if you go through like TSA. The Facebook post says, "Attention, lovely people of the digital era, please take pictures with your clothes on when submitting these for your digital driver's license and IDs. Let's raise a virtual glass and toast to the future. Cheers to technology and keeping things classy."
What state?
Georgia.
Georgia. You can get... That just seems fraught for fraud of some sort. That the TSA... So the TSA said they would accept a digital driver's license.
Yes.
If you're clothed.
Oh, if you're clothed.
If you're clothed.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know about that.
Huh. Maybe that's the next step if you have to go get your real ID
that's
or whatever.
Right.
Will they accept that at the voting booth? Like when you go in, I would assume they would, right?
Finding your name and doing all that stuff. I can't imagine you showing your phone to them and them taking that.
Well, remember how they do it now? You give them your driver's license in Missouri, and they stick it in the back of the iPad and they scan it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. So maybe they've got some way of scanning
or
the
when you vote.
Screen.
That's true.
Yeah.
And speaking of phones, my wife has now called Disney to get on the Galactic Star Cruiser 250 times.
Oh my goodness.
And it's a constant busy. Good. So I called three. I tried calling in the break for Carl, and I got three different answers when I called. One was circuits are busy.
Yeah.
Then I got a different voice telling me we can't complete your call. And then I got that rapid busy signal.
Wow.
A lot of people want to go.
Apparently.
Busy. Yes, we're all trying
so
to call.
Many that they're closing it down.
Yeah, exactly.
I was gonna say,
exactly.
Good grief.
Like, is your wife getting a little exhausted here, Carl?
She has said we would have a better chance of winning the lottery today than getting
Well, go
this.
Play, because then go. You could afford to go. Right? You got to hit the lottery to afford to go to Disney these days. Oh, boy. Governor DeSantis, maybe he can affect that next, right? The
you know,
cost
he got married at Disney.
Who did?
DeSantis.
Did he really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
that's a great piece of trivia.
That is great.
Wow.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.